This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Trevor, that would be Tommy Herr and Clear, 28 Clear. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Are we going to do a Christmas album this year at the station? Some of the greatest hits. We'll get some of the old guys. We'll get Carp in there. We'll get Jeremy. Get Austin. Everybody will take a song. What song you doing?
What song should I do?
We Three Kings. That'd be a tough one.
I don't even know the lyrics of that song.
Away in a Manger. We'll let Hans do Away in a Manger. How about
can
that?
Can me and Hans do a duet?
Yeah, you guys can do a duet.
Sounds good.
I don't mind that guy. All right, it's The Drive with Sam Piper. I'm Lante. He is Derek Piper. Alex here. So is Hans. Trevor back in the studio. We'll hear from Jamal Walker soon. Tonight, of course, Jamal and his wife, Rebecca, have kind of been all over the media lately and for a great cause, the Athletes vs. Epilepsy, and that's going to be a thing tonight, Derek. And so if you're a fan heading to the game tonight and all of a sudden you walk in and there's purple everywhere, Northwestern is not here. So, but that's what it is. It's to raise awareness for the athletes or for epilepsy. Their son Braylon battles that, and what a great cause and a cool thing that we're bringing awareness to it. There'll be a knockout game at halftime tonight, right?
Yeah, we both got Braylon.
Yeah, boom, it's automatic.
He's gonna be the crowd favorite. But yeah, it's Epilepsy Awareness Night tonight at State Farm Center. Orange Crush had the Athletes versus Epilepsy Knockout Tournament.
That's
which
awesome.
Is really cool. So we had Jamal and Rebecca on yesterday, and if you want to contribute, go to athletesversusepilepsy.com and search Team Walker. Great cause, obviously.
Sweet.
Their son, 7 years old, and has to deal with seizures and everything. No one wants to go through that, so
no.
Help them out, and it's a great cause.
athletesversusepilepsy.com and then search Team Walker. All right, we are live at Game Day Spirit. Two locations, of course. You know exactly where they're at. I don't have to explain it, but we are at the Neal Street location, Neal and Kirby, right here on the corner. And until 6 o'clock, if you come in and register, you'll have a chance. Someone will win two tickets for the Illinois-Michigan game that tips off at 8 o'clock tonight. Do you like these 8 o'clock games? I mean, my bedtime's 9, Derek.
They're not my favorite. I don't get out of the arena until about 11:15.
Ooh.
And then got to write an article, so.
You know, I was going to say, do you write it at the arena?
No, I usually go home.
You go home and write it. Okay, because
yeah.
A lot of guys do their work there, right?
Right.
They stick around and do that until they
Jeremy lives like an hour and 20 away,
oh,
so.
My. He sits there and does his probably there at the.
He shuts the lights off on his way out.
Right. They've given Jeremy a key to Memorial Stadium and State Farm Center. He'd have to have a lot of keys, I would assume, for that. All right. Illinois, Michigan tonight, 8 o'clock. Illinois, a chance to get a quality win, of which they do not have one. That would be the biggest thing from – that would be the biggest takeaway, Derek, for me tonight. Not only getting the win, obviously, as an Illinois fan, I'd be happy to get a win, but I think the biggest takeaway for me, if Illinois can win this tonight, is the fact that you've nailed down finally a quality win.
Yeah, absolutely. It's never too early to start counting them or worrying about getting them, obviously, when you're trying to be an NCAA tournament team first time since 2013. And looking back at that schedule, they obviously upset number one Indiana on their home floor.
Right.
They beat number eight Ohio State in the Big Ten opener. So this is a big time opportunity. Michigan's number five in the country. They have big wins against Gonzaga and North Carolina. So beating a team like this would mean a lot for your resume and obviously give you some momentum as the schedule eases up a little bit. Obviously, Old Dominion, then Missouri.
Yeah.
And then you get back into Big Ten play here in a little bit.
I want to give listeners and fans that are attending the game tonight or just going to be watching the game, which this game is on the Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock tonight, by the way. So if you're wondering about TV location, it's the Big Ten Network. I'm expecting a big crowd, I would assume, at State Farm Center for this Michigan game. But before we get to kind of breaking down what Michigan is going to have on the court tonight and what we expect, and we'll kind of give you kind of a rundown, if you can, a scouting report a little bit on what they've got on the court. Jamal Walker did join us yesterday, and we asked him about battling Michigan. Here's what he had to say.
Michigan comes to town. What challenges did they present for your defense?
Man. You know what?
What don't they?
I mean, Coach Beilein, I have a high level of respect for when he was there. Now Juwan Howard's there, and I have a high level of respect for Juwan just watching him from a distance because he's actually integrated his way of playing within John Beilein. So you see a lot of Beilein, you see some of the system, and you see some of the sets that they run, and yet they play kind of with his blend of more pace and more speed. So they present challenges in transition because they still are excellent in transition. They still shoot their threes. They provide great spacing on the floor, and I think they have one of the elite passers in the game in college basketball, and Xavier Simpson, who's top five in the country in assists.
I think Kofi passed the test definitely this last week against Maryland, but he's got another tough one coming up with John Teske. More of a kind of a traditional big man, I guess, you know, just kind of post up and use his body. Are you I'm excited to watch that matchup. Is it fun just watching Kofi continue to learn, continue to get better, and just kind of each challenge thrown at him, he's like, well, let's go.
There's no question. I think the Kofi, what I love about Kofi is what Brad has said about him. He listens. And
yeah.
I think he retains information really well. Not only does he retain it, he utilizes it on the floor, and he can translate it. So you're going to continue to see him grow because of that in increments. And so you see he's doing well now. He's going to continue to rise.
Absolutely.
And so because he continues to rise, it's going to make our team better. And so I'm excited about that. And here's the thing that's kind of unique right now. I've been in the league now 8 years, and I've never seen so many really good big men in a long time.
I agree.
I mean, he's got Teske. He went against Jalen Smith. He's got Luke Garza coming soon.
Right.
He's got Caleb Weston after that. He's got Watkins at Penn State. And Nate Rovers at Wisconsin. It's just like it keeps coming and keeps coming. And then I look to the point guard situation. I'm like, there's so many really good point guards in our league. And I mean, it's like the league, I don't understand how people could say the Big Ten was going to have a down year. I just don't. It's probably one of the more, I wouldn't say we have the pros that we probably had in the past in some areas, but the depth and the quality of really good college players is really, really there.
Trevor, we need to mute me from now on. Is that fair? Can you jump on real quick, Trevor?
Yeah.
From now on, when we interview somebody, can you just mute me after I ask a question?
Why?
I don't know, because it's like, what did I say the one, Derek, that you thought was like, I agree. We could pop that
in. It sounded like it was a hot button. Like,
or the,
Or hockey, I should say.
Yeah, I just throw in all these expressive, like,
part of the experience. The Lante experience.
Exactly right. You know, yeah, there's nobody else like it that asks questions and interjects during it. All right.
Makes you feel good about your answer.
Yeah.
And as someone that's been on the other side of that.
Okay.
When you're helping me along with my answer.
So I'm helping people.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's good to hear. Alec, you had brought up big men, and I know Jamal Walker did there, and we're going to touch on that this hour. We're going to touch a little bit about all the big men in the Big Ten. It's ridiculous. I think there's maybe three teams that don't have, I don't want to call them elite big men, but really good, you know, honorable mention to first team big men in the Big Ten. We'll touch on that. I know the Big Ten Network did a thing on it last night. Jamal talked about they really spaced the court, Michigan. Explain a little bit, Derek. I mean, I know that's pretty obvious of what it means, but explain a little bit how Michigan spreads the court and how they take advantage of it when they do.
Yeah, all five guys can shoot the three. They're all capable. They're all going to, you know, be a threat if they're left open, and they love to use the ball screen. So they set Xavier Simpson at the top of the key and bring Teske up, and he can pick and roll. He can pick and pop. And all around the perimeter, they're going to have other shooters, whether that's Isaiah Livers or Eli Brooks or David DeJulius off the bench, and Franz Wagner. You're going to see another Wagner boy, 6'9", good
Hans
skill.
Franz Wagner?
Yeah, kind of sounds like
Hans,
it.
Franz.
But he can score. The one good thing, I mean, not to wish anything ill on him, but he missed the first four games with a broken wrist, so he's not shooting it as well. Outside of that, the team is shooting 40% from three, so really puts you in a bind guarding the ball screen, and Kofi's going to have to decide, how far do I come up? Do I follow Teske if he just stays and pops? And then obviously you got to be able to help enough on Simpson because he's one of the most talented passers in college basketball.
A lot of people are familiar with a guy like Cassius Winston, maybe not as much with Xavier Simpson, although they should be. Give me the breakdown on Xavier Simpson. You just mentioned he's a great passer. He's a strong kid too.
Yes.
You know, low gravity, kind of low to the floor, kind of strong in that sense. So he's the kind of guy that I assume penetrate, pop, etc.
Yeah, he's an old school point guard.
He's
got the Magic Johnson hook that he'll show at times. And we talk a lot about Cassius Winston. He's a more gifted scorer than Simpson, but I think the gap is between the two is probably smaller than we give Simpson credit for.
I agree.
He's a really, really good on-ball defender, and he's very, very tough. And now he's progressed himself to where his not coming out of high school was he can't shoot, and now he's at 43% from three. So that's something he's able to do. Still not the number one guy in your scouting report, but of course, when he's operating in space, whether it's off the ball screen or in transition, he's just so aware of where everybody is, can kind of manipulate you as a defense and make you move the way he wants you to, and then hit the passes to the shooters.
So you can go to college and become a better shooter?
Yeah.
Okay.
That can happen.
I'll stop.
Hey, it happened to Chester Frazier.
It did. Yeah, that's a good point. Trent Frazier's continued to, maybe it's the Frazier thing.
Maybe.
Maybe it's the Frazier thing. You just said maybe not number one in the scouting report in terms of who you've really got to guard. Is that Isaiah Livers?
Yeah, it is. He's one of the most improved players in the country. He's shooting 49% from three. Just as far as efficiency and his offensive numbers, they're up there in the elite class of college basketball so far. So when he gets hot, he's dangerous. He's a very skilled and versatile forward. He's got a nice build to him at 6'7", so he can take you off the dribble. They like to use him at the four spot. So the matchup between him and Georgie is really intriguing.
Okay.
Both could probably get the best of each other at the other end.
That's
I think
true.
Georgie on the block against Livers, obviously going to have the size. It's a better matchup than backing down Jalen Smith, obviously, as we saw in College Park. But Livers on the perimeter is going to be a big-time challenge.
And it's hard because with Michigan, again, they space you out. And a guy like Livers, if you really attack that ball, so in other words, ball gets, you know, swung around and all of a sudden you're kind of helping, you know, down low on Teske, you got to pop out strong. So you go out, you know, 100 miles an hour, they'll go around you.
They will.
But especially Livers. Livers is the guy that'll do that more than anybody, I would assume.
Yep. He's the most comfortable putting it on the deck, and obviously he's going to finish, and he's strong enough to absorb contact at the rim as well.
John Teske, he's like 7'1".
He is.
He's just a big dude. He will be one of those guys that gives you fits. It'll be one of those guys that at the end of the game, he's got 14 points, 8 rebounds, and you're like, when? How did he do that?
I think last year he had 13 or 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 blocks.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But this year you're better equipped to handle that. How do you see the Kofi, Georgie, / John Teske battle going this year?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's how the game is called, I think.
Yeah.
We saw it called differently in the first half in Maryland versus the second half where Kofi picked up some ticky-tack fouls. And you hope that they just let him go.
Yeah.
I think Kofi versus Teske is a really good matchup at both ends. And we'll see. Kofi's going to get his shot challenged, but I think he can still finish well against Teske. And then I think just the way that Teske can hit the mid-range jumpers, the outside jumpers, of course, he's still good on the roll and good back to the basket, but Kofi is really going to be challenged to really guard all three levels of the floor against him.
Kofi, how did you grade him against Maryland?
I thought he was really good in the first half. He dominated Jalen Smith. He had 9 points and 7 rebounds at halftime.
Wow.
Only played 6 minutes in the second half. I think some bad foul calls and had 0 points and 1 rebound. So I thought he was really good. And even with 4 fouls, I would have loved to see him in the last couple of minutes of that game.
That home court advantage, you know, you talk about how hard it is to win on the road, and so far in the Big Ten, not one road team has won a game in the Big Ten this year. 8-0. Hopefully we're not jinxing that, but part of that is, and we saw it against Maryland, part of that is the crowd can kind of sway those calls a little bit.
That's a good
I've
point.
Seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it here. I've seen it in the old Assembly Hall. I've seen it at State Farm Center where it's like, whoa, we just got away with one. But it's kind of the natural, I know officials try not to make that happen, but it happens.
Yeah, it does. It does. The motion of the building, for sure. And an official, obviously, when you're in a home venue and Trent goes on the floor trying to take a charge, get a little extra ump as you, as you pointed to going the other way and the crowd cheers you. And how can you not feel good about yourself when you're making that call? So, obviously, the referees, and then also just you should be able to get off to a fast start in your home building. I think the energy early on and just obviously Illinois is going to be playing with a lot of desperation and feeling like they need this game. So I think that bodes well, too.
It was weird how Illinois started against Maryland. It was almost weird how they started against how they started against Miami.
Both.
And then it was almost weird how they started against Maryland. So is there a medium in there?
I don't know.
I mean, we've seen the low, we've seen the high.
Yeah, there's got to be a medium.
I mean, if I would have told you 2 weeks ago Illinois is going to be down by 27 points.
Right.
Or they're going to be up by 15, and you get to pick which game. I mean, there's no way, if you're any kind of sane, there's no way you're going to say, oh, well, they'll be down 27 to Miami at home and up 15 or whatever against Maryland on the road. There's got to be that happy medium that is in there. Now, I'd be fine being up 15 every game, but there's got to be the happy medium. And to that point, it's almost that Jekyll and Hyde. I'm getting kind of tired of seeing the Jekyll and Hyde. I want to see a team that plays 40 minutes of solid basketball instead of a spurt of great and then a spurt of bad.
Yeah, because the spurts of bad kills you.
Yes.
And you can't afford a stretch of 5 to 7 minutes where you're not going to make a shot.
Right.
And if you're just a little bit more consistent, it can stop those runs. If you have someone that can just step up and make a shot, you know, IO, a pull-up jumper, and Michigan hits a couple threes in a row, and then you're able to stop that or get a stop when you need one. Of course, Illinois is going to try to keep up the great defensive stretch that I think they had for most of the Maryland game.
Yeah.
But offensively, they just got to be able to find ways to get buckets when they need one.
Anybody else on Michigan? We've mentioned Livers. We've mentioned Teske, Xavier Simpson. Who else do we need to look out for off this team?
Yeah, Eli Brooks is one to really mention. He's their starting two guard. He's a smaller guard, 6'1", tough, can really shoot it, 48% from three. A guy that typical Michigan where he averages 2.5 points a game last year, and now he's around 12.
That's unreal.
He's one of the elite shot makers in the Big Ten so far up to this stretch, and he's also their top-rated defender.
Okay, so will he check Io, or is he too short to check Io?
Yeah, he'll probably be on. That'll be interesting how they do that because
Simpson, guarding who?
Simpson and Brooks are smaller guards, and if Illinois does go with Trent, Io, and DeMonte, I'm assuming that DeMonte would get Brooks.
Yeah.
And then you have DeSumo against Franz Wagner.
Oh, and we didn't even mention Wagner. So this is Mo Wagner's brother. We know what Mo did in the Big Ten in what, 2 years?
Yeah, two years, right?
And now he's in the league. He's playing NBA ball. This is his brother. What is his name?
Franz.
Do they really have a guy named Franz? They do. That's awesome. Not as good maybe as Mo right now, but is he kind of the same player, that tough, hard-nosed guy that can get out and run in transition as well?
He's more of a perimeter player than Mo was. Mo was obviously a big that could stretch the floor, space the floor, shoot the three. Wagner is more of a guard skill set.
Okay.
He's 6'9". He is slender, though, so he's dealing with that right now as far as the Big Ten and the physicality and everything. But he is known coming out of Germany and coming over as a very good shooter. As I mentioned, though, the wrist injury, he's only shot about 26% from three.
Mm.
If there's anybody on that roster that you can really pinpoint and say, hey, if we were able to cheat off a little bit and give him a window, he's probably the guy. Then again, I'm going to say that, and he's going to knock down a couple. Your theory
with Ayala.
Need to get right against Illinois. This is the building
this
to come
is it.
To, right?
Ayala, though, I said would hit like 6 threes. He didn't shoot well against Illinois
from
Maryland. So maybe I need to say this today about somebody like Livers. I think Livers is going to go lights out tonight against Illinois. There you go. I'll jinx him. You just mentioned 6'9", he's perimeter. In 20 years, I won't be doing this show, but in 20 years, will we be talking about like 7 3-point guards? I mean, who's the dude for the Bucks right now? Isn't he like 6'11" or 7'1"? And he's almost
he's
like
essentially
a point
the point guard.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it is unbelievable how this is. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got Mettler mixed up with Doctor of Physical Therapy, Matthew Gordon. We're going to ask him about Kofi, because Kofi's been experiencing some cramping, some conditioning issues towards the end of games. So we'll ask Matthew about that and how you can kind of stop that from happening in case your son or daughter maybe is having the same experiences or you are in high school and college. So we'll talk to Matthew Gordon about that. We'll also talk, I want to ask Derek when we come back, expectations of the Illinois players to date. Who's performed above your expectation, who's performed below, and who's kind of right where you maybe thought they would be. And is Teb Jones going to play tonight? We'll ask Derek all of that when we come back. We are live at Game Day Spirit. Neil and Kirby, if you can make it down here in the next 20 minutes or so, make sure to get registered to win a pair of tickets for tonight's Illinois-Michigan game. So just come in, make sure you register, check around. They've got the Red Box Bowl swag already out, and plenty of other stuff for Christmas. Christmas is right around the corner. If you're the idiot like me and you wait till December 23rd, how about you speed that up tonight? Come down, buy a couple things here at game day, and get registered. You don't have to buy anything. You can come in, look around, and then register for the game tonight. All right, live at game day, it is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Wouldn't it be awesome if we could predict the future? We'd all love to be able to do that and tell if a decision we are making would lead to success, happiness, and prosperity. Well, we cannot predict your future other than know that bad decisions may yield a dark future. Since we cannot predict it, let's flip it the other way around. What if you are replaying a movie of your life? What would you tell your younger self? Maybe you would say, no, stop. This decision will yield a bad outcome. Well, hindsight is 20/20, but there are actions we can do in the present that may lessen the odds of a dark future. Actions such as honor, duty, caring, compassion, strength, resilience, truth, and faithfulness. We do these, and even if we cannot foretell the future, the odds are that our future will be more joyful and more satisfying.
I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute, brought to you by A&R Mechanical and H Squared Leadership.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I agree with Jets head coach Adam Gase. It is a bad look for tailback Le'Veon Bell to be seen bowling hours after being ruled out of Sunday's game with the flu. I mean, I've had the flu. I'm sure most of us have. It's horrible. You can hardly get your muscles to function at all, let alone go out and roll a 251, which Bell says he did. Seriously, a 251. Do we believe him? Like, I want to see the scorecard, except the problem is they're all automated these days. We never will. Anyway, if he rolled a 251, he clearly didn't have the flu, or much of it anyways. Yet it caused him to miss the Jets game just hours earlier. Forget the score. If you miss a day of work, any kind of work, because you have the flu, then stay inside, drink fluids, and watch bad TV or something. Don't go bowling. And further, Bell said his only regret was that he was spotted in public. I'm not sorry I committed the action. I'm only sorry somebody saw me committing it. One of those, I'm sorry you feel that way about my action things. And we all know those people. And if you are one of those people, you probably don't think you are one of those people, so never mind. In 60 seconds, it was a matter of time.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
What did you buy Tasha for Christmas?
Cookbook.
Oh, fumble.
What do I do?
JCPenney's got you covered.
Your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Get up to 80% off fine jewelry red bow deals. Or JCPenney rewards members get your choice of a diamond pendant, studs, or ring for $25 each. JCPenney. Offers valid 12-12 until 14. $25 diamond jewelry excluded from coupons and rewards. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for coupons and details.
The first thing some might say when hearing it is, dude, you're making over $90 million over the next three seasons. But he wants more than that. Not more dollars, more W's. The Athletic first tossed it out there that the Cavs' Kevin Love would love for his team to trade him to a contender. What took so long? Look, he's not just after the money. He's 31 and after another shot somewhere else. Honestly, I expected to hear this the second LeBron went to the Lakers. I mean, the Cavs' roster was gutted over a year ago, and there he was, stuck on it, having won an NBA title and playing for multiple others. But he was supposed to sit around in Cleveland and be happy. They've gone 24-81 the last year plus. I appreciate that it's taken this long for it to come out. And it's not like he's even publicly said it. It was sort of leaked out. You know what that means. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
John, you came in 1-2. You certainly don't want to lose on your home court going 1-3. You made a lineup change, putting Maverick Morgan back into your starting lineup, and he certainly delivered for you. Why did you make the move, and why did it work?
We have been playing really well. You know, those are hard decisions because we've got strength in numbers. We've got a lot of really good players. But I just felt like that looking at what he had done defensively as much as even offensively, Seth, I thought was big for our team when I looked at the film. And I felt like it was just something we needed to do and head in that direction. But it's one game. You know, we're going to need everybody.
So,
Derek's got it.
I'm going to say that's the last time Illinois beat Michigan.
Oh, wow. You are correct, Derek. That's December 2016. It's been 3 years.
They've also won 14 of the last 16, Michigan has.
Against Illinois.
Since March 2011, they're 14-2 against Illinois.
You guys got anything else to cheer me up? Or is that it?
Well, I have a quote from Juwan Howard.
Oh, you do?
Feel kind of good.
Trevor, thanks for playing that.
He said the atmosphere at Louisville hopefully prepared them for what they're going to see tonight. He says, quote, Champaign, the Champaign that I recall, that was one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten.
Heck yeah, it was, man. When Juwan was in the house, that was a tough time to be playing Illinois back in the day. I think it still is, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Right.
This will be
his first time back since the Fab 5 days.
It's The Drive. Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay's Derek Piper. Hans D is here. So is Alex. So is Matthew Gordon from Mettler Center. We're going to have him plop down. Before we get more on Illinois, Michigan, we're going to talk to Matthew about some Kofi Coburn and some cramping and conditioning. So Matthew Gordon popping over to the mic. Matthew, how you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How you doing?
You got here and I just threw you right on.
Right on.
Just
ready to go.
Just threw you right under the bus.
Just roll with it.
Right, exactly. Kofi Coburn, he's been having some cramping, some conditioning issues towards the end of games. He's so big. Now, this is going to be the dumbest question you've ever heard, but because he's so much bigger, does that have any impact on conditioning and or cramping?
I mean, you're definitely moving a lot more mass, you know, the bigger you are. So you're having to get bigger muscle contractions. And every time that muscle contracts, it squeezes out what's in the muscle, which is blood.
Okay.
And so considering oxygen and the nutrients are in the blood, those big, strong muscle contractions pushing that blood out, that could be one of the reasons you see bigger guys, linemen, bigger guys like this, getting cramps because there is so much muscle there contracting and pushing that blood and everything else out.
See, Matthew could have laughed at me for the dumbest question he's ever heard.
But well, he actually, it's tougher to move more mass as you got older.
Yes, it has, actually. And so, what I did, I stopped moving it. So and it's continuing to add more mass, so I got to start moving it soon.
I feel you.
What is, cramping in general? I mean, we can specify with Kofi, but for anyone, you can, whether it be football, softball, baseball, basketball, whatever the case, you can get that cramping, and a lot of times you just out of nowhere it hits you, right? And you're like, oh no. And it seems like once it hits you in a game, you're going to continue to cramp, it seems like, the rest of the game. So what are some ways to prevent that? Is it the good old banana?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, one, knowing what causes cramping. So the two big ones with sports are probably dehydration, so actually, losing that water, and then mineral depletion. So that's kind of the banana, different things, magnesium, potassium, stuff like that. But I think, a big thing that we just kind of take for granted when we're thinking about, why we're cramping is a lot of it's prep. So typically people are going to cramp in a game either because they probably didn't have enough water, leading up to the game. And that's a days before, day of kind of a thing that you have to really be focused and thinking about, hey, I need to be prepping my body for the activity I'm getting ready to do. Same thing with food. If you're not eating the right stuff, you're going to feel that. And even for these younger guys in college, their body reacts a little bit less to bad food than it does at, me 31. But it's still reacting. I mean, I remember high school basketball. Sure, Papa Dell's.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's throw down half a pizza and then let's go play 4 hours of basketball. Now it's Papa Dell's one slice, 2 hour nap. Totally worth it though,
Amen.
But, you really do have to think about how are you preparing your body from what are you putting into it. And then you also want to think, are you really putting yourself through the numbers in regards to training? Are you cardiovascularly ready to go? Are those muscles ready to do this stuff? So for someone his size who is getting these cramps, you want to start thinking, okay, we need to get these muscles in better shape. So in practices, put him through the numbers. And then at the moments where he's starting to get tired, start working those calf muscles, start working the hamstrings or whatever he's getting cramps in. So that way you're taking him to that point of fatigue, and then you're teaching those muscles to continue to work, and you're getting them there right at that moment of fatigue. You're not trying to just strengthen them in the gym when he's feeling good.
Matthew Gordon, Mettler Mix-Up. I've had a lot of people in the last probably 6 years, and I've said it too, people come up to me and say, well, how can these guys be tired? There's 58 timeouts a game. You can still get tired, though, because they're playing at a high level. They're playing quick spurts, et cetera. So while you do have plenty of chances. It's not the old high school timeout of 60 seconds. You know, you take a timeout in college, you got a 4-minute break for commercials, et cetera, but you can still get the tire.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, you think about some of the contractions that they're having to do to guard these guys, and it's just an all-out sprint. This isn't the marathon kind of muscle contraction where it's like, yeah, I can run for this long, or I can run this many miles and not really take a break. I mean, these are really quick contractions, and the muscles that are actually controlling that quick contraction, they fatigue pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, you have muscle fibers that are slow-paced, more endurance. You have muscles that are big, strong, and they're meant for, like, really short, quick contractions. And so when they're using those muscles for that quick movement, those do fatigue pretty quick, and they don't just come back right away. So even though they are spending time getting in shape, it takes a lot of practice, a lot of time. I mean, you know, we've all said it or heard it. There's no in shape like game shape.
Right, no doubt.
So for someone like him at his size playing at this level for the first time, I think some of this is just quote-unquote growing pains. You know, he's got to go through it. He's got to understand what his body truly requires in order to play at this level.
I think it is true because you see, Derek, like a guy like Myers Leonard that now in the NBA, he's learned how to take care of his body. And Kofi's done a great job. Since he's arrived on campus, he's shed weight. He's gained muscle mass. And I think you do. I think you eventually learn how to take care of your body better, and it's probably not a Lonte diet.
I was thinking it was a Lonte diet.
No.
Interesting. I mean, the arms, the shoulders, I mean, it's like a mirror for you, right?
Right. Yeah, I look at Kofi, I'm like, boy, he has been following it. All right, Mettler Center, tell me a little bit about everything that you've got there. I mean, you do the physical therapy, you focus on that. You guys have group classes, free weights, everything. I mean, you've got it all.
Yeah, so at Mettler Center, especially right now, we're starting to change our focus. So we've definitely still got the PT. That's one of our big focuses, especially for me.
Okay.
Since that's what I went to school for, they kind of expect me to do the physical therapy side.
Makes sense.
So we have the physical therapy side, which is, you know, people have been injured or they're trying to figure out how to prevent an injury or they're just not sure where to go next. That's where we really get to help them. A lot of people forget that you don't actually have to be injured to come and see us. If you're just wondering where to go next, come in and see us. You know, whether it's a job injury, whether it's a sports, a weekend warrior type injury, that's what we're here for.
Awesome.
We have the massage, again, kind of the rehab, the preventative type stuff. I mean, people, you know, they take for granted that we're using this body all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it really is nice to relax.
Reward
and let
yourself.
Somebody actually work on you.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just like a car. You have to take care of a car. You have to take care of this body. We ask a lot of this thing.
True.
You know, it's an okay thing to, you know, take care of it. We've got personal trainers that are there literally all day working with clients. We kind of try to hit each aspect of life for people as best we can because a lot of people don't know what to do.
Nutrition.
Yeah, we partner with people with nutrition.
Yeah.
We don't have someone in-house, but we partner with people for nutrition. You know, as physical therapists, that's something we can talk with people, get them moving in the right direction. And really, you know, for the stuff that we don't have in-house, we try to refer people. Like,
that's
we've
awesome.
Been in this community, you know, for a long time. We know a lot of people. And really, we try to help people get to the best that they can be. That's what it's all about.
It's funny. You always hear about shop local, and it's true, right? Shop local like a game day spirit. Shop local here for Christmas, et cetera. But shop local with Mettler Mix-Up. You guys have been a big part of this community for so many years, and not Mettler Mix-Up, but Mettler Center. It's a place that you got to go. There's friendly faces everywhere, and I know I, unfortunately, with the shoulder, had to go there, and Matthew absolutely took care of me and did a great job. Matthew Gordon, thanks for popping by, my friend.
Hey, always fun to be out.
As always, great. All right, we will come back and talk some more Illinois, Michigan. I promise I'm going to get to these expectations above, below, or right where we thought with regards to the Illini players. So when we come back, we will do that. Big shout-out to Austin Hogue. Appreciate the tickets, bringing them by. Gotta like that. If you want to come into Game Day Spirit and register, you got a couple more minutes. So we'll set the clock, Hans, at 5:50. We'll set the clock for 5:50. If you're right, not the Game Day Spirit on Green Street, Derek, but right here at Neil and Kirby, if you're in this vicinity, pop in, look around, and get registered for 2 free tickets tonight to the Illinois-Michigan game. We will give those away right before we go off the air tonight. All right, live at Game Day Spirit, it is The Drive.
It's all the day. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Standing up or standing out, that's simply what life's about. Flowers grow in sunshine when weeding gives them space, blooming in the sunlight and warmth of nature's grace. This holiday season, spread joy with flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist, Cunningham Avenue in Urbana, and at the Crossing in Champaign. Or call 367-ROSE.
We turn your feelings into flowers, the Blossom Basket Florist.
Hey everybody, it's Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. I moved back last year, and I wanted to rehab my kitchen. What did I need to start with? My countertop. And who did I call? Luther Falls. Luther worked with us extensively, picking out the perfect countertop and installing it for us. If you're looking to rehab your kitchen and need the perfect countertop, please visit him at lutherfalls.com or on location at 2706 North Mattis.
Financing now available.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Happy holidays, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is the perfect place to do all of your holiday shopping for the Illini fan or fans in your life. They have a great selection of top brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. From winter jackets all the way down to stocking stuffers, get all of your Illini gear this winter at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit, located at Neil and Kirby and on campus at 6th and Green, or check them out online at GameDaySpirit.com. Happy holidays, Illini Nation, and go Illini!
It's decorating with Duncan.
Hey, your desk looks great. Really festive with all the decorations.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this Duncan peppermint mocha latte gave me a little pick-me-up, and I decided to go for it.
Whoa, you even lined your desk drawers with musical lights?
Yep, and look what's inside. A Duncan gingerbread s'mores latte for you.
Get holiday in a Duncan with a $2 medium latte, cappuccino, or Americano from 2 to 6 p.m. The holidays run on Duncan. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Want to know the sneaky way to get the perfect gift this holiday season? Just tiptoe into your loved one's closets and look at their shoe sizes. Then head to Skechers and make this holiday the most comfortable ever. Because at Skechers, we have ultra-comfy, ultra-affordable shoes you can buy everybody you know. Let's start with the kids. We have stretch fit, shoes that light up, and many more. And how about for mom, dad, and even the grandparents? We've got boots, sneakers, slip-ons, and so much more. Find Skechers at Skechers.com, at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Greg Kozad and Trent Meacham of Kozad Asset Management.
We're excited to have Trent Meacham join our team of financial professionals assisting with client relationships and developing new business opportunities.
Thanks, Greg. I'm thrilled to be a part of this experienced and talented team, and I look forward to having the opportunity to add value to our clients' lives, their families, and their businesses. Thanks, and go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper, weekdays 4 to 6, right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, live at Game Day Spirit. Neil and Kirby. Hans, are we cut? No, we still got about 6 minutes. Got about 6 minutes. If you're around Game Day Spirit here on Neil and Kirby, pop in, register, chance to win two tickets to tonight's Illinois-Michigan basketball game. All right, Derek Piper, Michigan coming to town, fifth-ranked team in the country. They're 1-0 in the Big Ten. They beat Penn State, right?
They beat Iowa.
Or Iowa. Scored like 101 to do it?
103-91 or something like that.
Okay.
103-91 in Ann Arbor last Friday.
All right, we're going to give our predictions. We know what Hans will do. We know Illinois will win in his eyes. We'll let Alec Hans, you and I
give people up. In Vegas are siding with that as well. I'm kind of surprised.
A favorite?
Yeah, kind of surprised, honestly.
I can see that, actually. All right, above expectation, below expectation, right at expectation. What's Illinois, 6-3?
6-3. Below expectation for the team.
Going into the 10th game of the year, who has performed above expectation? Kofi?
Yeah, I mean, he's got three Big Ten Freshman of the Weeks already, so I think that he's the leading guy to win the award for the year, would be above my expectations, and 15.4 points, 10.7 rebounds.
True. How much better has he been than you thought he would be? Not that we didn't think he could get to this level eventually, but to do this right off the bat.
I didn't know he'd be this much of a focal point offensively. I mean, he's essentially your number one option a lot of times when he's on the court. I set the bar at like 10 points and 6 rebounds, and he's obviously crushing those. Still a lot more high major opponents that he's going to have to go against, but I mean, he's been very, very impressive. And obviously, he's in better shape than I thought he would be, too.
I would agree with that. Okay. Io.
Below.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a preseason All Big Ten selection. A couple months ago, he was a mid first round pick in a lot of people's mock drafts. And right now, he's not playing up to expectations. Obviously, he's 15 for 40 from the field against three high major opponents. And
wow.
He hasn't gotten it done.
Is it the shooting that worries you the most about Io?
That's a big part of it, 28% from three, and has reverted back to maybe some concerns you had coming out of high school as far as how good of a knockdown shooter he is. I think in the half court as well, can he get by anybody? Can he create his own shot? And then in these late game situations, he was a closer last year against Michigan State, Ohio State, and haven't seen him be able to step up and get you one when you need it the most.
I was about to say probably my biggest worry, minus the fact that I need that three-point shot to fall, my biggest worry is that I did not think it would be difficult for Io to get a shot, to get to the rim and to get his shot. And in transition, I don't know that there's many better.
There aren't.
But in half court, so does Illinois need to speed the game up?
So that would play better to Io's game.
It would. But does it play better to everybody else? Does it play better to Georgie to speed it up? Georgie can outrun usually a four.
Sure.
Not tonight, maybe not. But, you know, he can outrun another big guy. I mean, Trent.
I think it benefits your guards.
It does.
It would benefit Io and Trent and obviously Andres as well. And one thing that Michigan has struggled a little bit with is turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So you would hope that those guys can maybe get going in transition. But
good point.
Playing in space is where Io excels. It's how can you break down your defender in front of you, get past him, or be crafty enough to hit the pull-up or come off a screen, just different areas of playing in that half-court environment that just hasn't excelled in.
I don't mean to match a below with a below, but Georgie?
Yeah, it's fair to say below. I mean, we knew he was going to go through a transition period of playing a new position. I just think overall in these higher-level games, he hasn't produced at the level we thought he would. He got going during that stretch at home where he started to score on the block like we thought he could or that he's shown he can, but he's still trying to figure out, this whole team is still trying to figure out who they are at the offensive end, and defensively he's had some really bad stretches.
Alan Griffin. That's a tough one.
That is tough. Probably right at.
Okay.
Right at. When you look at his numbers, 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's had moments. He's had moments on both sides.
Yes, he has. I was going to say maybe a little bit below, but I don't know that he's gotten the chance to be above. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to play more. What is he averaging minute-wise?
15 a game.
Okay. I mean, could Alan Griffin play 18 to 20 a game?
I think that would be your hope, especially when Tev is not getting minutes at this point in time.
Right.
I think in general you hoped or thought that Allen would surpass Demonte because of his scoring upside.
Yeah.
But I think he's still figuring it out defensively and just being more of a reliable commodity. He only played, 5-6 minutes at Maryland?
It was weird.
He didn't play at all in the second half.
It was weird. And, you know, you get a guy like Demonte, you hear coaches when they say that we're comfortable with a certain player. They're comfortable having this player out on the court. I think that is Demonte. And how about him? How would you?
Overall, I'd say probably at expectation. Maybe.
I agree.
He's starting to trend a little above of late. I think he's been more aggressive offensively, which is encouraging to see. And his rebounding has been something that he has known commodities about his game. He's going to defend. He's going to rebound. He's going to provide good energy. He's going to make good passes.
Good point.
But can he knock down threes? I mean, he's still shooting. He's 2 of 14 from 3 on the season.
Ugh.
So that is at or below expectations. You thought that he could at least or hoped to be someone you kick it out and can at least shoot 30%. I mean, that's what Illinois really needs.
What is Illinois as a team from the three-point line percentage-wise?
32.9.
All right. What were you thinking? What were you hoping out of this team, you think? High 30s? Is that asking too much? Michigan
Maybe.
Comes in shooting about what? 40%. So, you know, over the course of a game, that 8% can be a big difference.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to find out more about this team. I think that some of these numbers are inflated a little bit.
True.
Obviously, when you play Lendon Wood and Hampton and the Citadel.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it probably even shows a little bit better than it really has been. They've probably been closer to a 30% from three. So you thought that Io and Andres would be improved as a shooter. Obviously, Trent shooting 43% from three. Allen has the ability. There were question marks about the whole entire depth of your shooters, but there should be some good ones.
Andres Felice. You know, that's another kind of tough one for me. I mean, he's...
Early on, it was above, no doubt.
Yeah.
And of late, it's come back to probably...
So overall, you think, I mean, about where you thought?
About maybe a little above still. Again, with the numbers, you're at 14 points, 6.6 rebounds. He's your top assist man. But against some of these high major opponents, he hasn't played as well. He's been a little bit, especially with his ball security, has been below expectations.
And Trent has shot the ball well. What's he from the three?
42.9%.
Which is where, I mean, you love that. You love that figure. The problem is in the last 10 minutes of the last two games, Trent has not taken a shot.
Right.
That seems, I mean, I don't know. That seems almost impossible that he would not at least get a shot off in 20 minutes of basketball.
Right. I asked him about it yesterday, and he said essentially still trying to make the right play and that, you know, he doesn't identify himself so much as far as his value just on scoring. Then again, I said, well, you're a bucket getter.
Yeah, but we need you to score.
It's in your DNA, and you're having problems closing. It seems like that's something that maybe you're looking for a little bit more. And he said that he does need to be a little bit more aggressive. I think he's turned down some looks. At the same time, there's a lot of pressure and responsibility on Underwood and the staff to get him looks.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
That is a that's a reasonable ask for a coaching staff, is try to find a way to get Trent Frazier open.
Did I miss anybody? Kipper?
Well, he exceeded at Maryland. Other than that,
he did. And he had pretty good. I mean, he had some good minutes.
He gave you some really good minutes.
He did, and he had a big shot.
He did, from the corner.
Had a good drive as well.
That's right.
So, yeah, it'd be nice.
Good defense, some good energy.
I totally agree. So maybe he's a guy that's kind of bought into that spot. They shifted the lineup around against Maryland, and it worked early. And it, I mean, for sure early. Do you expect them to do the same tonight, kind of the same look early on?
Yeah,
or do
I
you
think so.
Shift it with each game? In other words, Michigan, you've got to get out on those shooters. So, you know, the good news is with Michigan, Teske can shoot the three. It's kind of like Jalen up top of the point. He can shoot that top of the three. But for the most part, he and Kofi will just kind of do their thing. The other four have got to make sure they get out there. I think this is a game you see Allen with his length.
Yeah, I would hope so. I think that's a good assumption. I still like having DeMonte in the starting lineup and also staggering Io and Andres a little bit, because I think they have, as we mentioned, similar strengths offensively. But DeMonte, with his defense, and you saw the defensive intensity and the success they had against Maryland early in that game, I think you're trying to channel that yet again tonight. And as you mentioned, if Allen come in and make some shots, that'd be huge. Are we going to see Tevian Jones?
Well, yeah, that was
going to be
my question.
And then Kofi and Georgie, it still works offensively. I thought that was the best in the first half. That was the best stretch I had seen.
Agreed.
Of them being comfortable posting both of them when they're on the court at the same time.
Yep, I totally agree. We're going to have to talk to Stevie about maybe doing the show from 3 to 5, because I've set a record this hour for yawns. I don't understand it.
And then I finally
got done with my 10th, and Hans yawns. And I was like, Hans, you can't do that,
Hans,
because if
on.
You see somebody else yawn.
You're the glue guy.
Yeah, you're the glue guy here. You can't be doing that. All right, we got like a minute. So, Alec, what are you thinking tonight from this game, Illinois-Michigan?
I don't know why I'm going to do this.
Oh!
Vegas has us. ESPN Power Index has us. Last night I thought Illinois would win 74-68. I don't know why.
Hey, stick to your guns.
I thought they'd win one of these two.
Okay.
see if they do it. I don't know why I'm doing this.
I am going to go next. I feel good about tonight's game. I feel good about Illinois coming home, getting a win. This, to me, I know Jeremy on Twitter's like, wait, this technically isn't a must win. A must win is when you got to win in the Big
Ten
tournament.
It feels like it, though.
But
really
to me,
it,
you know, throwing the literal sense of the word out, or phrase out, it is a must win for Illinois. You can't go 6-4. You just can't. And you can't fall in the trap 0-2. So I am taking Illinois to get the victory tonight. I think it'd be high scoring. I'll do a little 88-86. Illinois gets it done.
Ooh. That'd be a fun game to watch.
That would be.
Hans, what you got? Oh, you're last. You want to go last?
Yeah, I'll go last.
All right,
fine.
That's cool. That's all right. So I'm going to go with what I put into my article. So I had Michigan 72, Illinois 68. It was just, they have shot makers. And when things get tough late, I just trust them to be able to hit threes. But of course, before this stretch, I thought Illinois could take care of business at home.
Yeah.
And clearly Vegas thinks so. So we'll see what happens.
Once Hans gives his predictions, we're going to make the drawing for the winner of the two tickets, courtesy of Game Day Spirit. So, Trevor, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. I apologize, man. You're just going to have to deal with that. So, Hans, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think positively. You know?
You always
and
do.
This is nice how we're talking about. This could be a close game with the fifth best team in the nation.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm going to go 85-81, Illinois.
Okay, 85-81. All right, I like it. Who wants to draw, Derek? I don't want to be the one that people don't like because, all right, let's do it. Let Derek draw. Hit that again, Trevor. Uh-oh, it's locked?
Yeah, but I can read the name.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's do the name. Who All won right. the tickets?
So the box is locked, so I'm just reading through this clear box. I'm going to go with Greg Neff, considering it's the first one I can read.
Okay, that's perfect.
So congratulations, Greg.
Greg Neff. So come back to Game Day Spirit. Make sure you get your two tickets for Illinois-Michigan tonight. Congrats to him. Thanks to Game Day Spirit for sure for letting us do the show here today and giving away two tickets. That's awesome stuff, man. Been a lot of people come in and out today buying stuff. I like that. Getting ready for Christmas for sure. All right, Derek, tomorrow we'll talk all about Illinois, Michigan. Let's get it done, man.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. All right. Live at Game Day Spirit, it is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.